PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Lacey with PRWeb Podcast, and today it's my pleasure to be joined by Esther Koch. Esther is an elder care expert and founder and president of Encore Management. Esther, welcome to PRWeb Podcast.
Thank you so much, Lacey.
Now, Esther, can you please start by telling me a little bit about yourself and about Encore Management and what you offer there?
I'd be happy to. I am a gerontologist and elder care advisor. I target my business to baby boomers to assist them with the range of issues that they might be dealing with as their parent ages. So Encore Management provides advisory services and seminars and presentations over a wide range of issues related not just to elder care, but also to aging boomer issues. But related to elder care, probably most importantly, I have been the primary caregiver to my mother for the past 10 years. I also was a delegate to the 2005 White House Conference on Aging. I'm a Medicare Aging Network partner with the Administration on Aging and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid on the Medicare Prescription Drug Program, and I received my graduate degree in gerontology from USC.
Great. And Esther, in your latest press release, you talk about how baby boomers can use Valentine's Day to express sentiments of love to their aging parents, and that this is a great way to relieve the stress of caregiving. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, changing the focus of elder care responsibilities on Valentine's Day from all that you need to do for your parent to all the ways you can personally express your love for your parent really is the best stress reliever that's possible. You know, too often these sentiments of love are either not expressed enough or actually left unexpressed. And this is the perfect time. Use Valentine's Day to say those words that are hard to say, and you'd be amazed. The heartfelt sentiment of those three little words that mean so much to lovers will even be more special to one's parent. And it really does allow the opportunity to say, I love you, in a variety of ways. And these are the memories that can last a lifetime. And they're what I call moments of joy. And I really believe that joy really is in the moment. Now, it may take some forgiveness, but creating moments of joy can eliminate years of regret.
Great. And so, Esther, what are some suggestions you have for boomers who want to make Valentine's Day a special one for their parents?
Well, one of the ones that's so easy, which I have used time and time again with my mother, is to select a card, and here it would be a Valentine's Day card, with a message that really reflects you and your feelings. You know, or you might find a blank card, personally write your message of love. Again, what really truly represents you, or maybe there's an inspirational quote. Whatever it is, buy two of them so that you will send it to your parent, but then have the other one so that you can read it to your parent in the future. And it's a wonderful way. It's an easy way. It can be done by long-distance caregivers. But your parent is really going to be touched by this. And even if your parent has dementia, what you need to realize is although their mind may have forgotten something, they don't lose the capacity to feel. So they can feel the love that you have for them and that you express for them. So that's a great way and a simple way. And also, if they have dementia, each time you say that, that might be the first time that they're hearing it. So they get to relive it again and again. So that's a wonderful expression of love. Another thing is, you know, this is a perfect time after the holidays if you had any concerns about your parents' health and well-being and you don't know how to bring it up. This is the perfect day to bring it up because you're really coming from a place of love and compassion, and your parents are more likely to be open to what you have to say. Another thought is that when you think about if you have any gratitude for the fact that you're alive, you owe that to your parents. So at the base level, they have blessed your life in that way. So tell them you love them. Say it slowly. Look directly into their eyes. Hold their hand. Give them a kiss. and give them a hug. So really be in the moment when you're connecting with them. It also could be a time where you have, maybe you do something special on a one-on-one basis, not as a group, but one-on-one, go for a walk or a drive, you know, have a meal together. Maybe you prepare one of your favorite childhood dishes that they used to prepare for you. So something that, you know, there's a specialness to it. And again, it's more personal in nature. Even having chocolates and flowers, which might be very uncreative for lovers, you know, when that comes from an adult son or daughter, that can be very special to a parent. You know, and if there are grandchildren, I would say have each grandchild, regardless of age, send a thoughtfully selected Valentine card too. But I think more of the point is that this should be personal, one-on-one, expressing love to your parent.
So Esther, for those who would like to learn more, can you please share with us your website address and any other contact information?
I'd be happy to. The company name is Encore Management. The website address is Encore with Management abbreviated. So that's EncoreMGMT.com. I'd also like to say that there is an article on my website called Kiss the Joy as It Flies By, which is I wrote about moments of joy with my mother, which some of the listeners might want to read. That's at Moments of Joy and Kiss the Joy on the left-hand side of the website. And I'd like to close in saying a couple things. The greatest gift that you can give someone is your time. And as scarce a commodity it is for you, it's even more scarce for your parents. So may your life be filled with no regrets. May you see the extraordinary in the ordinary. And may someone be there to brighten your world as you age.
Esther Koch, the founder and president of Encore Management, thank you so much for joining us on PR Web Podcast. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and we look forward to doing that again very soon.
So do I. Thank you so much, Lacey.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.